Chapter 7. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I climb onto Pony's back, Prince in my lap. For a pony, Pony is pretty big, but he's also adorable. I spread out the map and take a look. Okay, this doesn't seem that hard. I have to take rocky path to winding path to straight road to highway to boulevard to Main Street. Giddy up! I say, which seems to work because Pony moves, bumping down rocky path. I bounce a bit from side to side. Prince grabs my leg with his paws. I start to worry. Did I really just leave my brother alone with a beast? A beast who threatened to kill him? Am I seriously riding a pony into a forest I've never been in before? That does not seem very smart of me. I don't know if this was my best decision, I tell Prince and Pony. Prince barks. Pony whinnies. We continue trotting down rocky path. Not smart at all, I add. It's not totally my fault, though, is it? I barely had time to think my decision through. They bark and whinny again. I know what you guys are thinking, I say. What if we can't find Beauty? Or what if, when we do find her, she doesn't want to come with us? Prince barks twice. I guess that means yes. Pony neighs. Obviously, they both agree with me. Yep, I'm going to pretend Prince, Pony, and I are having a discussion, and that's that. What should I say to convince her to come to Mr. Beast's castle? Nay. No, Pony, I say. I can't just tell her the truth. Wait. Pony, turn here by that waterfall. It's winding path. Pony turns, and I pat him on the back. Good job. Where was I? Oh, right. I can't tell her that Mr. Beast is actually a gorgeous prince, because then she can't break the curse. The curse has to be broken by someone who doesn't know what he really looks like. Two barks. True, Prince, we can beg her to come with us. We can tell her that the beast is keeping my brother hostage, and maybe she would want to help. She was willing to help her father in the original story, right? But that was her father. We're not her family. She doesn't even know us. Would you trade yourself for a hostage that you don't even know? Nay. No, me neither. I think back to art class. But we already know I'm a monster, so we can't judge her on what I would do. Woof! I am too a monster. I ruined Penny's painting on purpose. I'm the worst. But let's get back to the problem. How do we convince Beauty to save Jonah? Growl! True, Jonah is just a kid and Beauty might feel bad. But she might not. We need some other ideas. Nay! Pony, that's not very nice. You think we should trick her? Well, I guess we could. I'm glad you thought of it and not me. But yes, desperate times call for desperate measures. And the ends might justify the means. Oh, I have an idea. We could tell her that there's a ball and that she's invited. And she'll come with us back here, and then I'll take Jonah and run. She'll be angry, of course, but after all is said and done, she'll get her happy ending and she'll get over it, right? Grunt! Nay! Snort! Ruff! Okay, then never mind. About 2 hours later, we turn onto Main Street. It looks exactly how I imagined a Main Street would look. It's a pretty, cobblestone street lined with all kinds of stores. There's a grocery store called Supermarket. A clothing store called Boutique. Ooh, there's even a store called Cheese Shop. My stomach growls. I could so eat some cheese right now. Stay focused, I tell myself. I will just go into Cheese Shop to ask for directions. I leave Pony outside and carry Prince. When I push open the door, a little bell rings. Mmm, it smells so good in here. I wonder if they have cheese sticks. Maybe they're giving away samples. Well, hello there, the girl behind the counter says. She looks just a little older than a teenager. She's pretty, with blonde, spiky hair and lots of freckles. She's wearing a white apron that says, Cheese Shop. She lowers her face to Prince's eye level. Aren't you a handsome little guy? She asks him. Would you like a special treat? I make special animal cheeses, she tells me. Okay with you? Sure, I say. She puts a plate down on the floor in front of Prince. To say Prince likes the cheeses is to put it mildly. He devours them. His tail wags all over the place. What can I get for you? The girl asks me. You look hungry. Thanks, but I don't have any money on me. Well, you're in luck, the girl says. I was just testing out a new sandwich, grilled apple and cheese on a bun. Want to try one? My treat. You'll have to be honest and tell me if you like it. Yes, please, I say, and devour half of it in 3 bites. Thank you. It's amazing. Hurrah, she says, beaming. Now, if you didn't come in for cheese, why did you come in? I lick a stray piece of melted cheddar off my fingers. I'm looking for someone. She's about 16 or so. I think her name might be Beauty. Do you know her? The girl smiles. Beauty? Of course I know Beauty. She's beautiful. She has the most amazing hair and skin, invisible pores. And she's such a good person, the girl goes on, always doing things for other people. She was a few years behind me at school. I was in her older sister's class. Great, I cheer. Do you know where I can find her? Not too far. She lives in a cottage about an hour outside of town. Oh, I say, another hour of riding pony? At least I have some strength after eating. But you know what? The girl adds, I bet you can find her at Soup Kitchen. She volunteers there at least twice a week. Or maybe she'll be at Orphanage. She reads to the children every morning. Or maybe at Garbage Dump. She helps with the recycling. Wow, she does a lot of good stuff, I say. I can't help but feel jealous. Beauty sounds like the type of person who would never ruin someone else's painting. So now I'm jealous of someone because they're nice? What is wrong with me? I am a green-eyed monster. I am more monster-like than Mr. Beast. The girl nods. She does do a lot of good stuff. She's really beautiful inside and out. She sounds amazing, I say. I should really do more volunteer work. Maybe I should have a bake sale. Or a car wash. I want to read to orphans. Where can I find orphans? Oh, look. There she is now. The girl points out the window. She's helping Grumpy Great-Grandma with her groceries. Someone's name is Grumpy Great-Grandma? I ask. Yep. She shakes her head. She is very, very grumpy. I laugh. What's your name? I ask. Freckles. The girl says with a smile. I spin around to face the window and immediately spot Beauty. How could I miss her? She is indeed gorgeous. She has long black curly hair and big brown eyes, and she is wearing a white dress that perfectly shows off her dark brown skin. I'm not the only one who notices her. Every man, woman, and child on the street has stopped moving to stare at her. She's like a movie star. Not that she notices. Beauty is carrying 6 grocery bags, and a very old woman is holding on to her arm. This woman looks old enough to be Mr. or Mrs. Butler's grandmother. She's hunched over and using a cane. Seeing Beauty's helpfulness in action makes my heart lift. Maybe she will want to help Jonah. Prince, let's go! I holler, stuffing the rest of my sandwich in my mouth. I try to tell Freckles, thank you so much, but because my mouth is full, it ends up coming out as, thank you so much. Freckles smiles, and I wave and run outside. Be careful! Grumpy Great-Grandma yells at Beauty, carry the bags higher! Sorry, Grumpy Great-Grandma, Beauty says. She lifts the bags higher. Now they're swinging! Grumpy Great-Grandma shrieks. Are you trying to bang up the bananas? Grumpy Great-Grandma really is very, very grumpy. Beauty looks at me and smiles. She has two perfect dimples. She also has perfect white shiny teeth. Hello, I say. Beauty? Hello, she says. Can I help you? Actually, that would be great, I say. Less talking, more walking, says Grumpy Great-Grandma. Sorry, Grumpy Great-Grandma, Beauty says. Then she turns to me. It's not her fault. She has a bad hip. No problem, I say, walking along beside them. Prince trots behind us. How to begin? It seems strange to just come out and ask someone if she wouldn't mind going to live with a beast so you could have your brother back. Grumpy Great-Grandma narrows her eyes at me. If you want to talk to Beauty, you should at least give her a hand and carry one of my bags. Of course, I say. Sorry, let me help. I take two bags from Beauty and clear my throat. So, my name is Abby, and my brother's name is Jonah, and Jonah is why I need help. Abby? And Jonah? Beauty says with wide eyes. Wow, I've never heard those names before. So original. I almost laugh. Thank you. Well, see, we stopped by a palace owned by a guy named Mr. Beast. Have you ever heard of him? She shakes her head. No, she says. I need to continue this story carefully. I can't let it slip that Mr. Beast is secretly a handsome prince. That would mess everything up. We stopped at the palace and met Mr. Beast, but my brother picked one of the flowers, and Mr. Beast... I debate whether I should tell her that he threatened to kill my brother. Probably not. No need to scare her unnecessarily. Mr. Beast insisted on keeping Jonah, but he can't keep Jonah, you see. We don't live anywhere near here. We have to get home, and he's only 7. Mr. Beast said we could trade Jonah if we could find someone else who was willing to stay there. He lives in an amazing castle. It's gorgeous. I pause. Now I have to ask her if she'll trade places with him. But how can I ask her that? It's a crazy thing to ask. But I have to. I have to just do it. So, I begin. Okay, she says suddenly. Okay, what? She nods. Okay, I'll take your brother's place. Huh. You will? But I didn't even ask you to. I know. But you were going to, weren't you? I was going to beg. She smiles as we reach Grumpy Great-Grandma's stoop. You don't need to beg. You need help, and I volunteer. As pleased as I am that Beauty is so willing to take his place, I'm kind of shocked. Why is she so willing? She doesn't even know Jonah. She doesn't even know me. Let's go, Beauty says, putting the bags down by the door. You're not going anywhere before you finish putting away my bananas, Grumpy Great-Grandma orders. I peer inside the bags. All I see are bananas. You didn't buy anything else? I ask. Beauty lowers her voice. Bananas are all she eats, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's drop these off, and then we'll go save Jordan, okay? Jonah, I say. She smiles. Right, Jonah. After we drop off the bananas, we return to Pony, who's still waiting outside Cheese Shop. Pony is pretty strong. He can take both of us, I explain to Beauty. Will you just hold Prince? You know a prince? Beauty looks around in wonder. Prince is my dog, I explain, gesturing to him. He barks. I don't mention that Mr. Beast is an actual prince in case that messes up the curse. Ah, I see. Beauty bends down, scooping up Prince. Do I need to stop at my house to pick up clothes? Beauty asks as we all get on Pony. I don't think so, I say. They have tons of clothes at the palace. I don't want Beauty to stop at her house in case her family talks her out of coming. But that's selfish of me, isn't it? If she wants to say goodbye to her family, I shouldn't get in the way of that. But we can stop at your place if you want to, I add. She hesitates. My dad just left on a business trip last week, and my sisters... Her voice trails off. My sisters don't really like me. How come? I ask. I don't know, she admits. No matter what I do, they get annoyed. I try so hard to be nice, but I can tell they don't really want me at home. I remember what the original story said. Beauty's sisters are infected with the green-eyed monster. They're jealous of Beauty, which I kind of understand. Beauty is pretty perfect. So maybe staying at Mr. Beast's castle for a bit isn't a terrible thing, Beauty goes on. How long will I be there, do you think? Well, cough, cough, forever. Not too long, I say instead. Beauty sits up straight. Okay, then, take me to Mr. Beast's.